Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Just Our Look podcast. Obviously, it's your favorite host, Key, and today we are here to talk about something a little serious, but you know, something that's important nonetheless. So stay tuned for this solo episode, and we'll be talking about prioritizing our health. Okay, so I've been in my journey of hating my first job, coming to my new job, and, you know, the regular life events that happen because life do be happening, I thought it was really important to start a conversation, have a conversation, etc., about, you know, the ways of which, like, us as young people, you know, even older people as well, how we're prioritizing our health. And once again, not to sound very catch-all-y, you know, hopping on the mental health train, even though that is extremely important, and we'll be touching on that as well. For the most part, I think it's really important to talk about physical health, mental health, you know, our emotional health, because obviously these are all things that impact our day-to-day lives. And if you're paying your own bills, or you will be soon, these are things that could affect that as well. So I first started off on Instagram. I, you know, took a poll of, honestly, pretty much everybody there is my friend in one capacity or another. But, you know, just trying to get an idea of what us as people, us as young people are really, you know, trying to figure out and are actually doing in our day-to-day lives. So the first question I asked is if, you know, you're familiar with your company or your job's policies. And 64% of people said no. And that was actually really surprising. And I don't know if that's maybe because I'm just a very nosy girl. But I love hunting for, you know, my company's policies, saving it to my desktop to just like always use as a reference, or at least knowing where to go to find that information, because it's so helpful. It's literally like, you know, the rules of which your company is based off of. So for example, for me, I started, you know, looking for that kind of language in those, you know, notes on rules and regulations of my job, mostly because, you know, your girl has a half sleeve, I have a septum piercing. Like, I wanted to make sure that in any job that I was going into, that how I came off physically wouldn't necessarily be a deterrent for my job or a reason that, you know, I could get in trouble or I could get fired, etc. But after, you know, getting that information for selfish reasons, as you dig through, you really get an idea of your company's policies on sick time, bereavement, medical leave, mental health days, etc. So obviously, you know, your sick days, it's pretty much going to state how many you can get in accordance to laws. And please use your sick days, guys. As someone who has like chronic migraines and I work from home, there are just days where I cannot sit and stare at a computer all day. And my boss knows that, and I'm extremely transparent, and I say, hey girl, it's looking really rough for me today. And it's that honesty that I'm not pushing myself to do something I physically cannot do that makes me feel a little better. And knowing my company's policies on our sick days, how often, how many I have, your company may have unlimited, for example, is always just something good to know, keep track of, etc. Next is bereavement. And I should have specifically asked if people knew their bereavement policies as well, but essentially bereavement is, you know, there's a death in the family. These are X amount of days that you can take off that don't come from your PTO. They don't come from your sick days. This is specifically like its own set of days that, you know, you're able to use. I will say, depending on the company, they do have rules on like who you can use your bereavement days for, which I do find extremely problematic. I do. But, you know, for example, two summers ago now, my grandma died, and this was also at my first job. And, you know, it was so helpful to, A, know where my company's, you know, HR policies were, but then to reference that and know that I have, I think at that job I had 5 days of bereavement. And, you know, not only was it peace of mind of like being like, of having, you know, a boss who was like, take the time you need, do not focus on like anything at work, this is not important. It's just really, it was really nice to know. And coming into my second job, that's also something I looked at. Not, you know, that I'm expecting any family members to pass away, but, you know, now knowing how that source worked at my last job, I wanted to make sure I had that knowledge for my new job. So when I came into my new company, you know, technically there was a rule that once you were at the company for 90 days, you would be able to access your bereavement leave. Was a little like, okay. But, you know, not everybody is going to have the most ideal setup. So just want you guys to, you know, keep note of that as well. And then another important, you know, third policy that could affect your physical health and your mental health would be going on medical leave. And this one's really interesting because I do know at some places you have to use sick days first, or you're simply able to just go on medical leave, you know, with a doctor's note, an explanation of, you know, what's going on. And honestly, medical leave can encompass your physical and your mental health. So once again, I would definitely go into your policies and look for that just so you are 100% sure of like, you know, what's covered there. And then, of course, the medical leave could vary weeks at a time, months at a time. I think for the most part, it's kind of like whatever your doctor recommends. And then, you know, that it combined with how many days your company will actually be able to grant you for medical leave. So that's also something very important to look out for, because why not just have that information in your back pocket, because you never know what will happen. And then last, our mental health days. The concept is newer, I'm not gonna lie. At my old job, mental health days, you know, were pretty much granted by like my CEO, the head of the company. At my current job, we do not have specific mental health days, you know, sanctioned out in our policies, for example. So of course, this is definitely a case-by-case scenario. But once again, when you go through those policies, you'll see if it actually, you know, pertains to your company or not, which is very, very helpful. So then moving on, I also asked another poll question, pretty much assessing how easy or hard do you find it to prioritize your health? And 56% of people said it's not easy. And I completely understand that. I think if you love your job, if you just have a busy job, if you have a busy season, etc., it can feel like, you know, those days where you just should not be working, whether it be because of your physical health or your mental health. It does feel harder to be like, okay, I'm not working today, when you're like, I got 10 things on this to-do list, and if I just work today, I can knock them all out. But I don't know if you guys know this, but you can't work if you're dead. And I don't mean to be morbid, but I'm just saying, like, we can only go so much. We can only go so far, do as much as we physically can before our body just breaks down on us. So I personally find it very important to prioritize my health. Once again, I'm just not a nice person if I'm not feeling great. I'm crabby, I'm snappy, and nobody wants to deal with that. So in order to save me the mental space of offending somebody and me not, you know, offending any of my lovely coworkers, I am just not going to be here today. And the things that can get done will get done tomorrow. And that's all you can say about that. Why? Because you can't work if you're dead. I'm just saying. And then lastly, on the note of prioritizing health, I asked, I provided three options of, you know, the last time you took off a day from work. There was recently, there was, I really don't remember the last time I took off, And, you know, it was the middle option being, you know, meh. It was not that long ago, but a day could be approaching. And I was honestly pretty shocked to know that 45% of people recently took a day off and only 20% of people couldn't remember the last time. And I find that so interesting because I feel like I'm noticing more in media and regular conversations amongst older millennials and like Gen X that they're really coming for Gen Z people. And like, I get it, but at the same time, I don't. I hear so many complaints of Gen Z kids, or, you know, especially those in the workforce now, not wanting to do work, having excuses, the work is bad, et cetera, et cetera. So I was curious with the question of the last time you took off work, I was curious to see if us younger people were kind of falling more in line with older millennials and Gen X, where we aren't taking the time to actually use our paid time off, even though we should, or if we're kind of like course correcting that and doing whatever the hell we want. And it kind of seems like we are with 45%. It could be higher. It honestly could be lower. So I'm really glad to see that we are taking the time that we were allotted. Because guess what? Some companies, those days do not roll over. And then you're like, wow, all these days I could have had. And it doesn't even have to be like you went on vacation or, you know, you are doing something else important. It could literally just be you at home watching TV on the Hulu, vibing. And why shouldn't it be? I feel like it's so important that pay time off means pay time off. I don't care that I'm not, you know, on the beach in Aruba. If me and my living room are just fine being the best of friends, that's what it's going to be. And that's what's going to be my pay time off. So very happy that seems that the majority are making sure to prioritize days off. But I will say, watch out for if you work with older people, watch out because they might be talking They might be talking SHIT about you. And that's all I'm going to say on that. I'm just saying, they love to start shit, don't they? But I think it was also so important to talk about prioritizing health for this episode because I feel like, you know, for people who worked throughout the pandemic, even if they didn't, people who went from college in the pandemic to working in like this hybrid format or fully virtual, or honestly, there are some companies who are fully back in person now. Like, burnout is so real, and I feel like I had a little bit of that at my first job just because of the workload and, you know, everything that went into what my job entailed. But wouldn't it be nice if we could avoid that? Wouldn't it be nice if, you know, you didn't wake up dreading life, you didn't have Sunday scaries? I just feel like with prioritizing your health, you're kind of fighting the possible lead up to burning out. Honestly, you're also probably fighting the disassociating that you might get when you finally realize, I hate my job. Because you know what? You probably do. Or you don't, but you could be going down that path where everything's just happening and you don't care anymore, but you're kind of doing it or you're not. You know, like disassociating, it could just become a way of you completely not thinking about the work you're doing and just like on that automated type of movement, or you know, you just completely black out and you're like, what did I do at work today? I couldn't tell you. I don't remember at all. And either option doesn't really sound that great, so let's not, you know. And then of course, lastly, when you're not prioritizing your health, you're obviously weakening your body, your brain, etc. But then it's also probably going to reflect in your work too. I mean, not that our work defines us, but once again, if you are paying your own bills, you kind of want to do your job. You kind of want to make sure those bills will continue to get paid. Because if one thing about me, you can't say I won't do my work. You know? There's a lot of things I'll do. I might have a little YouTube on in the background. I might read a book for a few minutes. But I'm going to get that work done. And that's all I have to say. Once again, if there's anything we can come from with this, it's that you can't work when you're dead. And once again, that's so morbid. But listen, we need to enjoy life. We need to enjoy the body we're in. We need to enjoy, you know, why we have a job to pay for our way of life. So please prioritize your health. Honestly, I would take coming out of this, I would say if you could write down 3 different ways that you could prioritize your health, whether it be, you know, being honest with yourself and taking a sick day when you need it, whether it be blocking out times in your day where you have that time to like connect with yourself again, whether it be going, you know, taking in 30 minutes or an hour for lunch, whether it be taking 30 minutes to go on a walk. Like, make sure there's time in your workday to remember that you're a human being. And then whether the third option could literally just be, you know, planning out your PTO. Once again, you literally don't need to go on a trip. The trip to the couch is still a trip. So if that's what you want to do with your pay time off, do it. Because guess what? It might not roll over. And then what? So thanks for listening to this week's solo episode on prioritizing your health. Once again, thank you for listening to the Just Our Luck podcast. I'm your host, Key. And guess what? You can leave ratings on Spotify. So please give me 5 stars on Spotify. Give me 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. I literally don't care. I know you want to, so do it. Thanks, guys. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time. Bye.